Hey regulars, Charlie here. We all spend a lot of time thinking about what we eat, but what about what we drink? Well, our friends at Congan Water have an answer for you. When you call 800-494-8685 or visit Conwater, that's K-A-N-Water.com, you can learn more about the Congan Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Congan Water has been around for 50 years and has expanded into 9 countries, which shows that they really do have the staying power to outlast all their competition. The Congan Water machine is the only real ionizer on the market. The rest, unfortunately, are nothing more than a mass-produced water filter. While Congan Water is great for hydration, you can use it for all sorts of other health benefits, whether that be reducing acid reflux, migraine headaches, joint aches and pains, low energy, gout, and even muscle pain. Its antioxidants neutralize free radicals in your body and keep your immune system strong, while its alkaline properties balance the pH level of your body and keeps you healthy. If you drink a lot of energy drinks and have a very acidic diet, Congan Water is a must. You can even use the water for weight loss. There are weight loss plans that rely on Congan's alkaline water exclusively, but even without a plan, the water will help you lose weight. So if you're interested in improving your health and boosting your hydration, call 800-494-8685 or visit conwater.com, that's K-A-N-water.com, to learn all about the Congan Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Again, these deals will not last, so be sure to call and let them know that the Regular Joe Show team sent you.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers, not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone, made in the USA. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Oh, suck it.
Well, hello there, and welcome a happy Freedom Friday to all. Joe Gigante, your regular Joe with you, counting down, well, I would say to the weekend. I mean, technically, this is the weekend. Friday begins the weekend, but I've got a busy one. I'll be out in Langlade County tomorrow evening with Tom Holman at a sold-out event. Looking forward very much to that event. We'll talk a little bit about that a tad bit later. Much going on, of course, the continuing saga in New York over the so-called hush money trial, and some of the bad reporting on this. I mean, literally, you have people reporting the opposite of what the testimony was. Somebody, a Mary Vander regular, sent me a local newscast where they quite literally said the opposite of what happened in yesterday's testimony. But we'll get into all of that. It's all crumbling down, as most things do. That's not a bad thing. It is what it is. The fake electors deal. We have expert testimony from an unassailable source about what really goes into this so-called fake electors or alternative slate of electors. Now, of course, when you find out who it is, you might question if I've lost my sanity. But then when you find out when it was stated, well, that's when it gets a little bit interesting. We'll get into all that and more, but first, it is 7 minutes past the hour, which means as we speak, it is 9:07 a.m. in Brandon Falls, Delaware, in Kiev, 4:07 p.m., and right now in Beijing, China, it is 9:07 p.m. That is your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check, TM, the Regular Joe Show, brought to you as it always is at the top of each and every broadcast hour, to ensure that we, of course, are doing our legal obligation to make sure we broadcast in the public interest and convenience by making sure you know that you are fully aware of the depth and breadth of scum and villainy that is the Biden crime family. Those just a small sample of the multitude of locations they have DBA done business as, and in some cases, continue to do business as the Biden crime family, trading influence for money at your and my expense. Well, hello, welcome, a happy Freedom Friday to you. Good to be with you as always. Much to get into today. There's all kinds of cool things happening in the world. Some are very good. That's why I said the term cool. Some not so cool, but we'll get into that. But on this day, on this Friday, when we stand 193 days away from this all-important consequential election, one that will help determine, frankly, the future of where we go as a country, we should have hope. We should have hope from the point of view that, first and foremost, the eternal source of hope, which never abandons us, is still there, waiting, ready, wanting to be able to help if we're willing to humble ourselves before that great source. And no, for the liberals, I'm not speaking of Barack Obama. No, I'm speaking of the one true God and his willingness to work with us if we are, you know, the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. We have to stay the course. We have to remember our role, our job. And most importantly, we have to be sure that we let him guide the way. When we do, things work out for the better. So there's my first piece of good news on this Friday. We can do it, we shall do it, and we must. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's got to be done. We've got to make sure we're doing everything we can to make sure this is getting done. And that means being eternally vigilant. It's a bummer, right? I get it. I'm being a little silly because it's Friday. I'm a little more in a happier, lighter mood as I always get towards the end of the week. And yeah, I get it's a bummer. We got to do all this work, and this is the way it is. But you know what? Think of the alternative. And what I mean by that is when you think about not just past but present. Is there any other country you'd rather live in? Is there any other country that allows us, that gives us the opportunity to right the ship in such relatively easy way? I mean, we're not, again, there's no armed uprising necessary, no massive shift in the sense of this seismic attack. No, this is a matter of an awakening, of people starting to see things with clear eyes. I spoke to someone yesterday about this, and they're very honest. They're like, you know, the this is good, right? I was playing, they were hearing me editing some sound. No, it was nobody on the show. I'm just not going to get into the who, but they heard me editing a piece of sound, and I'm actually going to play it for you in a moment. And they're like, yes, that's good. And they said, it takes this, right? It takes how bad things really have gotten to be able to get some people to wake up. And they're initially, they're excited because they're like, you know, okay, we got this. But then they came back and they said, you know, it's kind of ridiculous, right? They were getting frustrated. And I understand why. It's like, it shouldn't be this hard, right? It shouldn't take the sky is falling moments to get your average human being, certainly your average American, your regular American, to sit there and go, oh, this is pretty bad. We should try to do better than this. We should try to make this a better situation. And I get it. I don't disagree. But there's not a lot. Frankly, we don't gain a lot with that mentality. And I'm not castigating anyone. I'm just saying think of the story of the two sons, right? The prodigal son that returns. The father was so overjoyed, and it confused the older brother because he's like, wait, I've been here. I've been tending the soil, doing all this stuff. This yucca puck comes back, and you're slaughtering the fatted calf. And he says, don't you understand? Your brother was dead, and he lives again. And there's this joy of the fact that he's come home. Now, I'm not saying you have to slaughter the fatted calf and be like, hey. But realize when these people are waking up, when they're coming back to reality, when they're standing up and saying, yeah, you know what, this has gone too far. I understand that frustration. Been on the front lines for an awful long time, so I get it. But first and foremost, we need to embrace them. We need to be positive to bring them home. Now, somewhere down the road, maybe not that long, maybe after the election, you can kind of politely, lovingly say, hey, don't ever do that again. You know, don't pay attention. Don't go back to sleep if it seems like that's, you know, that could happen. In case in point, yesterday, Donald Trump went out to a construction site not far from Trump Tower where he's been holed up because he has to be in New York for these hearings Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Wednesdays are supposed to be off, which we can talk about that in a minute as well. Judge is playing a fast one on that. But so yesterday, I want to do cut 25 from yesterday's roster. I want to start there. And then we're going to go to cut three from today. But yesterday, he shows up. It wasn't even 6:30 in the morning when he gets there. When you look at the aerial photos, there are more people showing up on a street in Manhattan to greet the former president than the current president can get at a well-planned, well-promoted, so-called Biden rally. I mean, you look at the, it's just not even close. The lines of people go four, five, six deep. All there, nobody was paid to be there. No one was required to be there. All people that heard he was going to be there, and they wanted to be there too. And so I give this to you as some of the good news. Here's the crowd chanting. Now, understand, the vast majority, if not all of those construction workers that were there, are union construction workers. Now, the unions are all endorsing Joe Biden. And usually that means all of the rank and file will step in place and they will vote where their union tells them. I'm going to just give you this. I'm going to go out on a limb here. Big stretch. I don't think that's going to happen this time around.
We love Trump! 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 We love
that was followed by chants of USA, USA. Now, when the media was walking around, and there was a few people in the media, I think CNN, Fox was there, I think it was CNN. This one, I think, is a CNN reporter, the one we were about to do, Cut 3. Wasn't that a CNN reporter? No? You know which network was that one? Was that?
It was Newsmax.
Oh, it was a Newsmax. Okay. Well, it does say that on the roster. Well, all right then. Never mind. But here you have a Newsmax reporter cornering one of the construction workers on the question. Well, I'll just let him do the talking.
What's it like seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan? Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
F*** you.
You gotta love the simplicity of New Yorkers' communication. He said, yeah, it doesn't surprise me. What? Why would it surprise me? It's turning. Do you have a message for Joe Biden? Two words. Second word, you. We can't say the first one on radio, but I'm sorry. I thought it was awesome. Because I'm going to tell you something. Again, we talk about the everyday regular Americans. What that construction worker in New York City just said is absolutely representative of a huge number of blue-collar workers and just everyday regular Americans of every stripe, every skin pigment, every income level in this country right now. They're fed up and they want something better. Now, I also mentioned yesterday there was a guy that had his welding helmet autographed by Donald Trump. It was very noticeable during the live feed. And he was on Fox last night. I'll play something he had. I thought, again, very, very straightforward guy, right? When I say simple, I don't mean that in a pejorative way, but just no airs about him. This is what they see. This is what they have. This is what they think. I'll share what his name is, Jason Murray. I'll share what he had to say in just a little bit in the show, because I think it's very insightful to why Donald Trump said yesterday, when asked by the media, that he thinks New York could be in play, that in his effort to flip the script, which he is doing quite well in New York, flipping the script, they're requiring him to be there, thinking it would kill his ability to run for re-election. Yet, right now, they were at 10 points, closing in now, when it comes to Biden in New York, a stronghold for Democrats since the last time Reagan won office, and now courtesy of their own machinations, they once again might get, you know, like a flagpole in their eye because of their willingness to bend, twist, and frankly, break the law in their effort to keep power.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.